Can you take the heat? We're about to find out. Mercury will rise across Utah, but especially southern Utah through next week in St. George. We could see 110 degrees plus. Washington County Sheriff Search and Rescue Coordinator Daryl Cashin says the weather's already warm and could have played a role in a tragedy at Zion National Park this week.
Collapsed from a cardiac issue, and he unfortunately did not survive it. That happens a lot more in the heat. So I would ask people that if they're not in condition or if they have pre-existing conditions to take those things into consideration.
Okay, you think. I'll carry a water bottle. It'll be fine, Cashin says. You'll need more water than you think.
If you're going to go on a two-hour hike in 110 degrees, a 16-ounce water bottle is not near enough. Okay, you need to be taking in about a liter and a half an hour. So you base that on how many hours you're going to be going. And then add some extra in case something happens. You sprain an ankle, you know, it gets dark, you've miscalculated, you get lost off your trail, anything like that. You want to have those extra resources to help you survive until we can get to you.
We won't see temperatures quite so hot here in Salt Lake, but it will certainly be warm. Getting away to the mountains won't even bring much relief.
Basically, I mean, if it's 110 down here, you're going to take off 15, maybe 20 degrees at the top of the mountain. You're still in quite a bit of heat, but you've lost a lot of air, you know, the air pressure. So your air's thinner, you're going to work a little bit harder, your heart's going to work harder, your lungs are going to work harder, and you still need to be hydrating at the same rates to keep yourself in condition so you're capable of making that hike.
Zion National Park sent out its own list of heat tips today. They include covering bare skin, wearing sunscreen, not leaving aerosol cans in your car. Good thought, they might explode. And watching kids and pets for signs of dehydration.